Welcome, everyone, to Family Talk. It's a ministry of the James Dobson Family Institute, supported by listeners just like you. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and I'm thrilled that you've joined us.
Well, welcome to a very special edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, the abortion pill was promised to be safe when it was approved back in 2000, but there's alarming new research that reveals that this actually causes serious complications for women, and we're talking about at rates 22 times higher than we were initially told by the Food and Drug Administration. Today here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, we'll be joined by Dr. William Lyle, known nationwide as the pro-life doc, about a groundbreaking new study that reveals the disturbing truth about these complications. Dr. Lyle brings a unique perspective to this issue. It was back in 1999 that he took over what had been Pensacola, Florida's largest abortion provider, and he immediately stopped all abortion services and turned it into a pregnancy resource center. As a board-certified OBGYN, he understands both the medical and ethical dimensions of this issue. And we are very pleased here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute to note that when Dr. Dobson first heard Bill Lyle speak for the first time 20-plus years ago, he said, I have to give this guy a platform, put him on the radio, and talk about the work that he's doing because it goes hand in glove with our commitment here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute to stand up and speak out for the unborn, to stand up against abortion, and to speak out in favor of the overall health and well-being of both pregnant women and their preborn children. Now, we are rushing this program to air because of its urgent importance for both women's health and the protection of preborn lives. The findings Dr. Lyle is going to be sharing during the next half hour could fundamentally change how we understand medication abortion, as it's now referred to, in America. So thank you so much for joining us today here on the special edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. And thank you, Dr. William Lyle, for joining us here on the program today.
It is an honor and a privilege to share your platform and to share how we can defend the lives of God's preborn in the womb.
Well, the honor is ours as well. Recently, the results of a new study were announced regarding how dangerous the so-called, quote-unquote, abortion pill truly is. Now, we have been studying this with the work of Alliance Defending Freedom, the fact that the abortion pill was kind of forced on the American public and in ways that you would not see ordinary pharmaceutical companies operate, the fact that they have been able to manufacture and sell this pill royalty-free for the last 25 years is just really an abomination. Now we're going to get into the specifics of the report that we've been talking about. But before we do, I understand that you're on the road right now. You've got several speaking engagements lined up all across the country to share this eye-opening news with other organizations like the James Dobson Family Institute, who are passionate about standing up and speaking out about the dangers of abortion. Where are you right now, Dr. Lyle?
Today, I'm in Birmingham, Alabama at the annual Heartbeat International Conference. We have over 1,500 people that are present to learn how to better defend the image of God and share the message of healing that is available through the gospel of Jesus Christ. This morning, I gave a lecture on how we can safely and effectively reverse the effect of the abortion pill. The abortion pill now is the most common way that babies are aborted in the womb. This afternoon, I'll be sharing information of how we treat the preborn in the womb as patients, and all patients have rights. And we appreciate the opportunity to be on with you on your platform to talk about a study that was released on April 28th, where we will find out that not only is the abortion pill the most common form of abortion and is dangerous for all babies because it will kill a baby in the womb up to 10 weeks gestation, 98% of the time. In fact, when the abortion pill was approved in the year 2000, we were all told that the significant adverse reaction or the complication rate was 0.5%. It is actually 11%, which is 22 times higher than what we were told. Not 22% higher, but 22 times.
Well, that is truly incredible to think about. And I know that the number of women who are using the abortion pill to end the life of their preborn child, it's breathtaking. There will no doubt be some critics, Dr. Lyle, who will hear those statistics that you just shared about how dangerous this pill really is, and they're going to be skeptical. They're going to say, well, you probably only surveyed just a few women, really small sample size, or perhaps you only looked at a few isolated areas where access to good health care isn't readily available. But the report that you are citing, it actually did use a much larger sample than we typically see in this kind of survey. Help us better understand the magnitude of this data, if you will.
So the study, which was a large study that was released by the Ethics Public Policy Center, was including 875,000 women. And the study concludes that women are being hurt. In fact, of the women who took the abortion pill, which were included in the study, 40,000 of these women had to go to the emergency room. 28,000 of these women had severe hemorrhaging and bleeding. 11,000 of them had infections, and 28,000 of them had to have an additional surgery, such as a surgery like a dilatation and curettage to remove the baby from the inside of the womb. So instead of just 0.5% of the women having complications, 11% of the women had complications. The abortion pill is now available in all 50 states. It's even available mail order when we try to defend the lives of God's preborn. And it's coming in from India and it's coming in from China. So the duty of good government is to protect the lives and the rights of all people here in the United States. And that includes the babies in the womb, because they are my patients. All 50 states have laws which protect the rights of patients. And if we are now doing blood transfusions to babies in the womb, we are doing brain surgery, spina bifida corrective surgery, open heart surgery, they are clearly patients. And we have a duty to defend the rights of all patients. So it is an honor to let people know about this study, because we need to educate people about the issue of abortion. People are hurting. There was a study recently that showed that between 18 and 24% of all men and women attending church at least once a month had personally been involved in an abortion. These people are hurting. They need healing. Healing only comes through true forgiveness, and true forgiveness only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. So this is a message that needs to be ringing loud and true by our pastors. It's great having obstetricians, and it's great having politicians speaking from their podiums, but this truth in a biblical, gospel-centered spiritual battle needs to be coming from the pulpits of our pastors. So we're also here to teach our pastors how to defend God's preborn. So our goal is to train the members of the body of Christ to see how they can perform kingdom service. Follow the example of Dr. James Dobson, who saw a need, saw how he could serve the kingdom, and said, this is what I am going to do for the rest of my life. And it's just an honor to partner with you today to share how we serve the body of Christ and defend God's preborn.
Well, that is truly a powerful statement. And Dr. Lyle, I know how much the ministry of Dr. James Dobson and Family Talk and the James Dobson Family Institute and also the James Dobson Policy Center echo that sentiment. This is far more than merely a quote-unquote political position we're talking about. You and I both know how important this issue is to Dr. Dobson, the idea that God is the creator of life, and as a result, we as his children should be unafraid to stand up in the public square and from the pulpit to declare the good news that all human life has value and that abortion is a direct attack on the image of God. As we mentioned at the start of today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, our guest is Dr. William Lyle, known to many as the pro-life doc, and we're reviewing a new landmark report that studied the effects of the so-called abortion pill on expectant mothers. 25 years ago, Americans were told that this pill would have little, if any, side effects. You've probably heard many pro-abortion advocates saying that the pill is as harmless as taking Tylenol or Advil if you had a headache. But now a new and more comprehensive report tells the real story. Not only are babies dying as a result of their mothers taking this pill, or should we more accurately say these pills, because it's a two-step process, but the number of women who experience medical complications after taking these pills is not 0.5%, as we were originally told. It's actually 11%. That's 22 times more dangerous than we were first led to believe. That means that one out of every 10 women statistically will have a complication from taking the abortion pill. Now, Dr. Lyle, there are many people of faith who are passionately pro-life, of course, but there are many others who will profess faith in Christ, but either they've had an abortion, so they're post-abortive, as we would say, and they've got some regret about doing so, or quite frankly, they don't have any regret about doing so, and they support abortion. That's truly an amazing statistic.
Well, that's one of the things we're trying to encourage the church to engage in, that abortion is an attack on the image of God. We all celebrated when Roe versus Wade was reversed, and we celebrated and we acted like we had won the battle, but the number of abortions in the United States has actually gone up since that decision by the Supreme Court. In fact, there are now over 1 million abortions performed here in the United States each year. It is available mail order. If your daughter has a cell phone, she can get access to the abortion pill and have it mailed to her at home. Since 1973, when abortion was essentially legalized here in the United States, we have taken the lives of over 64 million babies. That is every man, woman, and child in California and every man, woman, and child in the state of Florida. When we look at Judges 3, 4, 5, and 6, God loved the children of Israel, but the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Well, what were they doing? They were first worshiping other gods, but they were also offering their own children as sacrifices to Molech. We've now taken the lives of 64 million babies created in the image of God. Well, what did God do when the children of Israel did evil in his sight? Did he just step back? No, we read over and over again in Judges that God delivered the children of Israel into the hands of their enemies. He actually strengthened their enemies. So we want to engage and educate.
Well, that really sounds like an effective strategy. And it's our hope that through the ministry of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute and the Dobson Policy Center, that we can motivate our listeners and constituents to speak up for life by speaking out against abortion. Overturning Roe versus Wade was a good start. But please clarify for us, Dr. Lyle, a comment you made just a moment ago about the fact that the number of abortions in the United States has actually gone up since the Dobbs versus Jackson decision from the U.S. Supreme Court was announced on the 24th of June back in 2022.
We're seeing the numbers of abortions going up primarily from the abortion pill. So we need to say that abortion is wrong, but we also need to be able to discuss the gospel, because that is what changes hearts and minds and behavior and provides healing. There was a study 2 years ago which interviewed and studied men and women who attend church at least once a week, and they interviewed them, and they found that with men and women, 18 to 24% of men and women had personally been involved in an abortion. So this is not a problem outside the church. This is a problem within our church. So our next phase of our curriculum is training pastors. Pastors, priests, and rabbis, provide them the tools that they didn't get in seminary. And so we have videos that they can download for free. There's a 3-minute video, a 7-minute video, an 11-minute video on why we need to defend the image of God in the womb. There is a full curriculum that we were just out in Scottsdale, Arizona, working with Dr. Wayne Grudem, who wrote Systematic Theology, Politics in the Bible, Ethics in the Bible. And he went through our curriculum with chapter 8 is all about the scripture. And he said, number one, he would use only the ESV version, which of course he was the senior editor of the ESV version. There were two things that really touched my heart. Number one, he said that he couldn't think of any additional verse to add. He said also that this was probably the most powerful pro-life apologetics curriculum that he had seen. And there was one verse that we used where we used in Proverbs, where it says, 6 things the Lord doth hate. You know, a lying tongue, a leering eye, hands that shed innocent blood was number 3. And he paused and he thought, I've never thought of that verse to be used in defending the preborn. He says, that's excellent. He said, there is no better example of hands that shed innocent blood than the hands that are taking the lives of babies in the womb, and that is the most innocent that blood can be.
It truly is, and the scriptures really do speak on several occasions of that innocent blood, people being created in the image of God, and how important it is for us to uphold the integrity of that image and to not speak down to it or even try to kill and eliminate people simply because the pregnancy is quote-unquote inconvenient. We're talking with Dr. William Lyle, the pro-life doc, today on this special edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, and Dr. Lyle is walking us through this eye-opening new report that indicates, and this is a study that was conducted featuring more than several hundred thousand women who were expecting, who were trying to either take their pregnancy to term or end their pregnancy using the abortion pill. And the statistics don't lie. 11% of the women in the survey, we're talking tens of thousands of women, had a medical complication if they did not lose their lives as a result of taking these pills. They're not nearly as safe as we were being led to believe. So, Dr. Lyle, the question then is, you obviously are passionately pro-life, as indicated by the fact that your website is the pro-life doctor. And there are many more people of faith and people even in the secular communities who are standing up and saying, we support the sanctity of human life. We don't want to be forced to perform abortions. And yet, at the same time, there's something happening in the pro-abortion community that's a really interesting phenomenon. As the number of abortionists is on the decline, and the whole push for the pill is anybody could administer it, it seems like you have some opposition working against your pro-life position in the medical community. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, when it comes to the medical community, especially in obstetrics and gynecology, there is a big division between the OBGYNs who want abortion and the OBGYNs who don't want abortion, who see the babies as, you know, the creation in the image of God in the womb. In fact, one of the fastest growing fellowships in obstetrics and gynecology is called complex family planning. A fellowship is what you do after your 4 years of residency. So after 12 years of undergrad and medical school and then residency, you can do a fellowship, maybe in infertility, GYN oncology, reproductive endocrinology, or urogynecology. They now have a fifth fellowship that is available. It is 2 years of training where you are taught how to perform late-term abortions. So there is opposition. You had opposition when you were trying to bring light to the destructiveness of the abortion industry. And I know you were hated by many who were trying to promote the death of God's preborn, and you boldly stood up against them. Even Paul, when he wrote to the church of Ephesus, he said, pray for me that I would have the courage to speak as I must. Well, Paul would go into the synagogue and preach Jesus, and he would get beat up and stoned. And what did he do? He got up, he brushed himself off, and he went to the next synagogue. We need to support and defend each other. And if your pastor says, we don't discuss politics or abortion, you need to maybe go with another family and say, we are encouraging you to discuss politics and abortion. And it's like, well, why? Because so many people in the church have been affected by this. And when we see examples in scripture, did men and women of God get involved in politics? Well, sure. Abraham got involved in politics. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, they got involved in politics. John the Baptist was involved in politics. My goal through our ministry is to follow the example of Jesus. And that's what everybody needs to do. We have spent a lot of money on 3D animations on how we can treat the babies in the womb as patients. When Jesus was talking to a crowd, he spoke in stories. We're just trying to follow that example to give people ideas that they can see and they can take home, just like the example of Jesus. So if you are not being attacked for what you are doing to spread the gospel and defend the image of God in the womb, if you're not being attacked and not perceived as a threat, you're probably not doing your job. So the pro-life obstetricians, the pro-life politicians, and the pro-life pastors, yeah, we get flack because yes, we are being effective and we are a threat to the demonic forces of evil. So when you see somebody who's standing up for life, we need to support them because we all have a role to play in the kingdom of God. And it's got to be the men being included as well, because except for 2,000 years ago, I can only think of one example where a pregnancy did not involve a man. So every pregnancy and every abortion involves a man. We need to educate these men to let them know what a gift it is to be a father, but we also need to support them and bring the message of healing and the gospel when a man has been involved in an abortion, because there's just as many men who have suffered through an abortion as there are women.
Boy, that's a powerful insight, Dr. William Lyle. And of course, with reference to the one pregnancy you did refer to 2,000 plus years ago, where there was not a man involved, but the conception was the result of the action of the Holy Spirit, that of course being the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pregnancies require the man and woman to come together in an intimate relationship. And in spite of what happens in vitro and test tube babies, if you will, the idea that it still involves a man and a woman, it's often lost in the abortion community. It's positioned as this is a political issue, it's about women's rights, and men don't have any feelings. And I know there was a study conducted by the Life Issues Institute years ago that was one of the first of its kind, where they determined the number of men who were suffering from depression and anxiety and loss of appetite. Even they were losing their relationships because they didn't know that their girlfriend or wife had an abortion, or they had forced these women into having abortions and then had such regret afterwards. So this is an issue that impacts men, it impacts women, moms and dads alike are dealing with the effects of this. And the fact that the abortion industry takes it so lightly is really a disservice to those people. Well, Dr. William Lyle, it is always a pleasure and it's always a privilege to have you join us here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Of course, the news today, the report was rather sobering, and yet we appreciate your positive outlook on what's happening in the pro-life community and encouraging us to stand up for the unborn and to speak out against abortion. Dr. William Lyle, thank you so much for being with us today here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, what a powerful report from Dr. William Lyle today here on this special edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Those revelations about the abortion pill remind us that the fight for life continues even after Roe v. Wade has been overturned. And next month, we mark the third anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And as you heard Dr. William Lyle say, this is one of those moments when we realize in American history, so many people in the pro-life community thought if we could just overturn Roe v. Wade, then we will solve the abortion problem. But the Dobbs v. Jackson decision basically overturned Roe and made surgical abortion illegal, but the so-called medical abortion is on the increase. And now, tragically, over the past 3 years, the abortion rate has increased here in the United States, in spite of the fact that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. On today's special edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, Dr. William Lyle has been sharing those shocking statistics that have finally come out about the risks of the abortion pill. And if you missed any portion of today's broadcast, or if you want to share these critical findings with friends, I encourage you to go to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk, or download the JDFI app. You can learn more about Dr. William Lyle, the pro-life doc, and also the amazing work they're doing with the abortion reversal pill. The progesterone is so important, especially after the first step of the process has been completed. Once a woman initiates an abortion and she has taken that first pill, if you take the progesterone within 48 hours, I believe, you can reverse it. And Dr. Lyle has seen a success rate in the 80 to 90% range. So if you want to learn more about abortion pill reversal and the work of the pro-life doc, Dr. William Lyle, go to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. You'll find that information as well as the program that you can promote to your friends as well. You know, the government and the abortion industry have deliberately concealed the shocking truth about the abortion pill from the American public. That's made obvious by the fact that this report just now came out and the mainstream media remained silent about it. But here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, we stand as one with those few voices who are willing to speak the truth. Your financial partnership with us today is more than just a donation. It literally is a bold stand in this critical battle for life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly toward toward helping us broadcast the truth to millions of listeners. We have nearly 2,000 releases each and every day, potentially saving countless lives of both babies and their mothers. The abortion industry has billions of dollars at their disposal to spread their lies or to suppress the truth. We need your immediate and generous financial support to counter their deadly agenda and reach vulnerable women before it's too late. At the heart of the mission of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute is our unwavering commitment to promote the sanctity of human life and the biblical principles upon which our families and nation were founded. Now, today's program represents the very essence of why this ministry exists. Your gift today of $50, $100, maybe $1,000, even $5,000 will directly further this God-given mission. Now, you can make your donation over the phone. Call our customer care team in the Constituent Call Center at 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. You can also give a gift using our secure website at drjamesdobson.org. Or if you'd prefer, you can send your tax-deductible donation through the mail, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, Post Office Box 39000, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80949. Well, I'm Roger Marsh, and on behalf of Dr. James Dobson and all of us here at the JDFI, thanks so much for listening today. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.